in Denver. And if you were watching Michelle Obama's speech last night, you might have noticed that in the crowd listening was Joe Biden, Barack Obama's newly chosen VP nominee. And for what Biden is up to in Denver, we turn now to Patrick Healy reporting on the convention for our partner, The New York Times. Hey there, Patrick. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know? What has Biden been up to? We're talking now 3 days until he was publicly announced as the VP choice.
Yeah, well, he has been focusing on writing his speech for Wednesday night, his big night here at the convention. He's been sort of getting brought up to speed by Obama advisors on sort of the overall campaign strategy in terms of what they want him to do in the message that he's delivering and the attacks that he'll be making on John McCain. You know, sort of getting his sort of arms around this whole new role of his, you know, really sort of being in the spotlight. And then he arrived in Denver on Monday. He went for some barbecue here. He caused quite a stir. You know, there were delegates applauding. There were people in the street who were sort of saying, "Hey, Joe." And then he came into the convention hall as sort of the, you know, kind of the third celebrity, I'd say, I guess, of last night, you know, after Michelle Obama and Ted Kennedy. And you know, obviously, he was sort of one of the go-to cutaways for the television networks. I mean, either they were looking for, you know, people getting teary-eyed, you know, at Teddy's and Michelle's speeches, or they were cutting to Joe Biden, you know, sort of leading the applause, giving standing ovations when Ted Kennedy said, you know, "I want to be back in the Senate in January."
Right.
For universal
he was
healthcare.
Certainly among that crowd. And but at the end of the day, obviously, his speech is going to be very important for him and what he means for the Barack Obama ticket. But his presence there this week is really more about this than the speeches, isn't it? I mean, he's now building a team, right, that he's going to go on the road with as he campaigns.
Right.
Any sense of who's going to be in that team?
Yeah, right now there's about, you know, four or five people who are his senior staff. They include a woman named Patty Solis Doyle, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager until last February when she was ousted. She's going to be Biden's chief of staff.
And do you know, do they have any prior history?
They don't. Not particularly. You know, the Obama campaign hired Patty and brought her in, you know, back sort of in the early summer. And then she was sort of in charge of putting together, you know, the team for the ultimate VP pick. But, you know, nobody knew at that point who it would be.
And so what do you think is going to be important for Joe Biden to do tomorrow night?
I think he's probably going to be the primetime speaker who will be making some slashing contrasts with John McCain. You know, last night in the primetime hour, you know, most television viewers were seeing, you know, particularly Michelle Obama, her brother Craig Robinson, they were getting sort of a feel for the Obama family. This was not a night when the Democrats were on the attack against John McCain. And there's been a great deal of talk that in 2004, the Democrats and John Kerry made a big mistake at their convention by not bringing the fight to George Bush enough. So I think you're going to see Biden really
bringing
be the one
fight.
In,
yes, we keep hearing that. Patrick Healy, many thanks.
Thank you.
Patrick Healy is a reporter for The New York Times, and he's coming to us from Denver at the Democratic National Convention.